Okay, we start the second sugya today, the second major sugya of Eirach HaNem Li'isurin. Eirach HaNem Li'isurin comes up on Daf Beis Amud Beis, again, just to chazer over where we began over here. The first words of the Masechta were that someone was maybe get me Medina Siyam has to say B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam. We have Machlokas Amaroim, why you say B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam. Rava Omar L'Fishein B'Kiyin L'Shma, Rava Omar L'Fishein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, either because the Beis Din, we assume, did not do it L'Shma, or because we're not going to be able to find people who are going to be able to be Mekayim the Get. So we pick up two lines from the top, and Beis, my B'Nai, L'May Nafkamina between Rava and Rava. So the Gemara is going to give several nafkaminas. First of all, if two people come and bring the get, so you definitely know that you have Mitzuyin Mekayimo because you have two people who brought the get, so those people could always be Mekayim the get. But if your issue is that the Beis Din didn't do the Shema, so Asiyu Betray is not going to help you. Inami mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael. The get came from far away, but it was in Eretz Yisrael. It's a second nafkamina. Why? Because if the issue is that we distrust the batei din in chutz laretz, we don't think they know how to do it l'shma, but over here, it came from a base in Eretz Yisrael, so they're good. They know how to do it l'shma. But if the issue is ained mitzuyin l'kaimos, so maybe to travel from one medina to another is going to be a difficult thing, even in Eretz Yisrael. Inami ba'osu medina b'medina siyam. Third nafkamina, same medina within medina siyam. So again, where if it's a situation where if the concern is ained mitzuyin l'kaimo, no such concern over there. If the concern is one of lishma, well, then you absolutely do have a concern. So, of the three nafkaminas, how many of them go in the direction where we say biki and lishma would be good, and enei dimsui and lekaima would be bad, and how many go in the other direction? This is going to be important because the Gemara is going to go on to discuss whether these are really two mutually exclusive opinions. If you say enei dimsui and lekaima, does that necessarily mean you don't think there's any issue of lishma? And if you say that ein b'kiyum lishma, does that necessarily mean you don't think there's any issue of ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimo? Meaning there is a possibility, and the Gemara is going to be having maskana this way, that one of the opinions actually holds of the other. That A holds of B, just B doesn't hold of A. So of these nafkaminas, it's going to be important to, whenever you have nafkaminas, by the way, in general, whenever the Gemara gives a list of nafkaminas, it's very important to be sensitive to the fact, not just that they are nafkaminas, but which direction the nafkaminas go. And we always look for two directions. We want a nafkamina where according to one side it's going to be good, the other side it's going to be bad, and a nafkamina in the other direction, one side is going to be bad, the other side is going to be good. When we don't have nafkaminas in two directions, the Rishonim will often pick up on that and start discussing why not, why all the nafkaminas point in one direction. But over here, what do we have? The first nafkamina is Asiyu Betray. So if you hold the concern is Ein Bekiyum L'Shma, still a problem. Let's just go with Ein Bekiyum L'Shma, it'll be easy. So if we hold the problem is Ein Bekiyum L'Shma, yeah, you still got a problem because two people brought it, but they brought it from a lousy Beis Din. Mimedin L'Medina Beretz Yisrael, if you hold the problem is Ein Bekiyum L'Shma, if Medina Medina Beretz Yisrael, if you hold the problem is that, then it's no problem, right? So we already have nafkaminas in two directions, and ba'osa Medina b'Medina Siyam, if you hold Ein Bekiyum L'Shma, yes, a problem. So one and three are a problem for the Ein Bekiyum L'Shma, and two is a problem if you hold Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. So we do have it in two directions. Only one of the nafkaminas is a nafkamina which will tell me that Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo is going to be no problem, and Bekiyum L'Shma will, yes, be a problem. Good, so let's see the Gemara Vayter now. So those are the three nafkaminas. So says, well, wait a second, according to Rabba, that Ein Bekiyum L'Shma, so that means that we think the Beis Din didn't know what they were doing. Normally, to verify that something happened the way we hope it happened, or the way we want it to happen, or even to verify anything, you need two Eidim. So why is it good enough to have one Shaliach say that B'Farei Nechtav, shouldn't you need two people? And it says, Gemara, Mididava Kol Adiyah Shabbatorah. Just like every other Eidus in the Torah, you need Shnei Eidim. And it's Gemara, Eidach Adem Bisurin. No, it's okay, you only need one Eid over here, because the Klal is Eidach Adem Bisurin. So what does it mean, Eidach Adem Bisurin? That one Eid is trustworthy on matters of Isra V'Hatur. Just like you could trust one Eid to tell you that a hamburger is kosher, you could trust one aide to tell you that the Beis Din did it l'shma. So In fact, the Gemara, wait a second. Emer damri neirachlen bisurin kol chatich savi shel chelav savi shel shuman lo chazik isura. Aval hachdis chazik isura deish this avi davar shebe erva vein davar shebe erva pachs mishnayim. Now, question mark. Now, is that one kasha or is that two kashas? How do you read that line of the Gemara? What's the Gemara's kasha or kashas? How did you read it?
You read it
as two kashas.
Well, if you had an above, yeah, valid.
Right, okay.
So, that it's, when it goes from chazaka, when you're just establishing what the chazaka is, then you only need one, right? If you're, like, commenting on the status, but if you're changing the status, then you need two.
Good. So it's telling us a rule within Eirach Nen Bisurin. Eirach Nen Bisurin is limited. Eirach Nen Bisurin is only in a case where the Eirach isn't undoing a previous chazaka. As long as he's confirming something that we suspected or teaching us something we didn't know, but if he's undoing a previous chazak, if he's bringing us in another direction, then Eirach Nen Bisurin is not going to work. So first of all, would two Eidim work in that situation? To undo a chazaka?
Yeah.
Two Eidim definitely would, right? So one of the first questions you have to ask by Eirach Nen Bisurin is Eirach Nen Bisurin saying that an Eid Echad, when it comes to Isser, is the same thing that two Eidim is when it comes to everything else? Or do we say no? Eid Echad is Neman, but he's still not two Eidim. Two Eidim is still much, much better than an Eid Echad. It's not that by Isser V'Heter, the whole Maila of two Eidim is not even a Maila. No, two Eidim is still a much bigger Maila. It's just that Eid Echad is also good enough in certain circumstances. So if we're reading it this way, then certainly Eid Echad is not the same as two Eidim. Two Eidim could even go against the Chazaka. Eid Echad cannot go against the Chazaka. So that's the Gemara's first Kasha, the way you read it. What's the Gemara's second Kasha?
Then, I mean, if you add in the head, so Vehabe, Dabar Shver,
above, yeah.
Then, so, and also with the Dabar Shver, which this is, in Dabar Shver, so then, when it comes to Dabar Shver, as like a second point, then you can't have less than two.
Right, that meaning Eirach Nen Bisurin is in the world of Bisurin. Davar Shebe Erva is not Isser. Davar Shebe Erva is something else. That, or maybe it is in the world of Bisurin, but it's an exception within the world of Bisurin. Meaning in general, when we break down Torah laws, how many categories of Torah laws that follow different rules do we have? For instance, you have a halacha that an Eid Echad could require a Shavua, could make you have to swear. So, is that part of Eid Echad Nen Bisurin? Why does he have to make you swear? Shouldn't he just be believed to get whatever money you're chayiv to pay? How can an Eid Echad be mechayiv a Shavua?
It's clear he's not believed in 100%.
He's not believed, right? I mean, we don't believe the Eid Echad really. So, what's the difference? Because that din of Eid Echad being mashbiya somebody is din in Dinimamanus has its own set of rules. In general, there are three categories of rules. Bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din, bein nega l'nega. So the easy way to remember is by that pasuk. Dam l'dam is isr v'heter, is the woman mutaris l'bayla, asura l'bayla, isr v'heter, is the food kosher, not kosher, right? Bein din l'din, what's din? Dinimamanus. So, and bein nega l'nega, tumentara. Right? Nega l'nega is tzaras, so tumentara. Just to give a very brief and clear example where you see that they clearly don't follow the same rules, these three categories of Torah don't follow the same rules, what do you do b'makom safek? What if you have a safek about a halachic issue? What do we do? Depends which one. So if it's a safek on iser, so then the rule is Safik d'araisa l'chumra, Safik d'rabbanon l'kula. Safik mamon, bein din l'din, what do you do with Safik mamon? Hamotzi mechaver alav haraya. Whoever is muchzak in the mamon, one of the five definitions of chazaka from yesterday, whoever is muchzak in the mamon, he's the one that gets to keep the money. If it's a Safik in Tumentara, what's the halacha? So it's talian where the Safik is. Is it a Safik Tum Brishos HaRabim, where it's going to be Tahar? Or Safik Tum Brishos HaYachid, which is going to be Tamei. So, and it doesn't matter whether it's Daraisa Drabanan, seemingly. It doesn't matter, there is no such thing as a Mukhsat, a Tumentara. Right? So apparently, when Suffolk is always the easiest way to explain that chiluk between those three categories, that they all follow different rules. Eirach HaNeman is not a din Eirach HaNeman. Eirach HaNeman be Yisurin, which clearly implies only in Isser V'Heter. Where is Eirach not Neman? So he's not going to be Neman Mistama in Din HaMamanus, right? And Tumatara, is he going to be Neman? Well, I would think not, because it says Eirach HaNeman be Yisurin. What's Davar Shebe'erva? Davar Shebe'erva seems to be an outgrowth of Yisurin, of Isser V'Heter. And yet it's an exception within the category. Right? We say that there's a klal ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. The rule is ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. So the way we're reading this Gemara right now, we're taught this great rule, Eirach HaNeman b'Yisurin. Do we know where this rule comes from? From the Gemara? Gemara never gives us a clue where we know this from. Is it a din d'oraisa that Eirach HaNeman b'Yisurin, a din d'rabbanan? I don't know. Gemara didn't tell me anything yet about Eirach HaNeman b'Yisurin. Not only do I know Eirach HaNeman b'Yisurin, but I know there's an exception to that rule, that ain't davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. Now for davar shebe'erva, that rule doesn't apply, you need two people. Is that, where does that come from? Is that a din d'oraisa? Is that a din d'rabbanan? Right, where does that come? Where does the exception come from? So, any ideas? So let's see, first place to look, obviously, is Rashi, right? Let's look at Rashi and ain't davar shebe'erva first. Says Rashi, v'ain davar erva, roi la'atiro b'pachas mishnayim. Okay, that's just translating. You can't be matir, something that's erva with less than two eidim. Says Rashi, why? D'yaliv davar davar mimamon. What's that? Is that a drasha d'araisa? Yeah. What kind of drasha is that? Gzer shava. Davar davar mimamon. Ksifach ki matzaba ervas davar. Ksifas ma pishnayim eidim yakum davar. So we learn that from mamon. By mamon we know it says b'feirish al pishnayim eidim. So Gzer shava tells me that you're gonna need two eidim for davar shebe'erva also. Good. So now I know davar shebe'erva, the fact that you need two eidim is a din d'araisa. Does that necessarily mean that the ne'amanus of an eid echad be isurin is also a din d'araisa? Meaning the fact that the Torah has to tell me, that you need two eidim for davar shebe'erva, does that imply that the assumption would have been that all of Isser V'Heter is only one aid? And that's why the Torah has gone out of its way. No, we have a gzer shava that you need two aid in for davar shebe'erva. So that's one way to look at it. But you could also say, no, I have no idea what Isser V'Heter requires. Does it require one aid or two aid? And therefore, whatever the rule is going to be, I need a limud for. So the Torah is telling me a limud that davar shebe'erva, two aid. The Torah might have a limud, I don't know, we'll see. The Torah might have a limud that Isser V'Heter, one aid. That everything else in Isser V'Heter is only one aid. It might be a din d'oraisa that I need a limud to tell me one aid, because I don't know what to think otherwise. I need a limud in whichever direction. There is no standard assumption. We're working with the building blocks here. This is the ground level. Because once you have something in the world of Isser V'Heter, you can learn out, you know, one thing, one halach in the world of Isser V'Heter from another halach in the world of Isser V'Heter. But if I have no information about Isser V'Heter, all my information is about Dinei Mamonos and Tumantara, I have nothing about Isser V'Heter, so we need building blocks. We need sources for everything. So we have to start at the beginning. So Rashi starts us off. Davar Shebe'erva, two people, that's a Gzeres Shava. A Din D'Oraisa. Eirach HaNeman b'Yisurin, what's that? So let's go back to Rashi. Eirach HaNeman b'Yisurin, says Rashi, on the previous, fifth wide line, Sharei Hamina Torah kol echad ve'echad v'Yisrael al hafrashas truma v'al hashchita v'al nikor agid v'al chelev. How do I know Eirach HaNeman b'Yisurin? So first of all, before we get to how I really know it, from this Rashi, is Rashi saying a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Is Eirach HaNeman b'Yisurin a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? D'oraisa, Hamina Torah, right? Tell me it's din d'oraisa. What's Rashi's raya that it's din d'oraisa? Because the Torah believes every single Jew to be mafresh truma, to shecht, and to verify that it's been shechted. Nikor agid is the removal of the gid anasha. Nowadays, we just like cut out that entire area. Chelev, to tell me what's the forbidden fat and the kosher fat, right? Great. Where does the Torah believe us about these things? Does it say anywhere in the Torah that we're believed about these things? That an Eidach was believed about the... See, Rashi tells us the Eidach and Bisun is Dindar Raisa, but he never tells us where. He doesn't give us any pasuk in the Torah that actually tells me that an Eidach is Netma. So where is it? How did you understand that Rashi? Right, did I give you Mar Makomos on that Rashi? I gave you other Rashis to look at. But how do you understand that Rashi? Where does the Torah ever say it? This is a kasha that the Achronim deal with. Pnei Yeshua. Maybe looking at the other Rashis will help you mashlim the picture a little bit.
Where is the Pnei Yeshua on Kidna?
I thought so. That's why I wrote on the side of my Gemara. I don't know, didn't see it? No? Okay, so I have to look it up. So let's look at other Rashi to be mashlim the picture, maybe. We'll see if we can get a better picture from it. Did you, on that Rashi alone, do you have any svar, any thought, any idea? What's Rashi talking about? Where do we have? I'll tell you what I was thinking when I saw that Rashi. Are you allowed to eat meat? Yeah, you're allowed to eat meat. If you shecht an animal, you're allowed to eat it? Yeah, I'm allowed to shecht an animal and eat it. Why? I shechted it, but two Eidim didn't tell me that I shechted it. Am I allowed to trust myself? Is that a din in Eidach and Bisurin? The fact that I'm allowed to do it? Or is that, no, that's beyond Eidach and Bisurin. That's, when do you need Eidos? When you're not sure, right? But you don't need Eidos if you're sure. If I shechted it, I know I can eat it. Of course I can eat it. You don't even come to Eidos.
But the Gemara is talking about where you're not sure.
But you could trust an Eid Echad when you're not sure. Yeah. Good. So where does the Torah say that? I mean, my first thought was maybe just the fact that you're allowed to trust yourself, which that's clear, that you know you could shecht and eat the animal yourself. But no, but that can't be. Because I don't think that's a din in Eidos. That's not a din in Eid Echad and Bisurin. That's a din in I'm allowed to eat it because I know what it is.
In these cases, maybe there's no chazaka that it's in. And that's how it's in no man's land. You don't know what it is. But in regards to other cases, we know that it's going to be, we have a chazaka that it's in this, and therefore, in order to get out of that, you're going to have two Eidim.
Where is there no chazaka?
Let's say,
by shechita, you're saying, or?
Yeah, by shechita.
By shechita.
By not kosher.
Right, so that's actually a major discussion, because it is becheskas ever minachai beforehand. So the question is there such a, now you know it's not even Menachai anymore, right?
It
because
Becheskas
it's dead. It's Becheskas Isu. The question is there such a chazaka called the Becheskas Eino Shachet? There was Becheskas that it wasn't shechted before. Is there an Isu called Eino Shachet? Or is it no, just that Shechita is a Matir, but there's no Isu called Eino Shachet. The Isur was Eivir Menachai. That Isur is gone already. So whether there actually is a Becheskas Isur is an interesting point of debate. But I don't think we even need to get to that because let's assume, meaning our Gemara is assuming Eidach and Bisurin is only going to work when there's no Cheskas Isser. So we have to assume that there's no Cheskas Isser. That has to be our starting point. We can figure out the Lamedus of why, but it has to be there's no Cheskas Isser, the way we're reading the Gemara. Yeah?
Maybe for these things, you only need one person, like usually yourself, to be the aid on it. Like, I shechted it, so I know it's good. But if you're not sure, you still just need one person.
Who said? I think that's what Rashi's saying, but who says? Where does? How does he know that I don't need two mashgichim at the shachtos looking at the shachtim the entire time and being made together? That one ashkach with one name on it should not be good enough. That's why all the meat has multiple ashkach. It's not really why, but maybe you need two eidim on it. Because each ashkach holds the other one's puzzle eid, so that wouldn't even help anyone.
Yeah.
Rashi's just saying that you can't have reality in any other way. Svara! It would be unlivable. Every time I'd come home after a long day, and my wife has cooked last night, she made delicious pepper steak. I'd come home, I'd smell it, I'd be like, wow, it smells so good. Is it kosher? And she'll say, yes. And I'll say, two Eidim, I need two Eidim. My son's bar mitzvah not till next week, and besides, he's even then he's a karov. I don't know, and she didn't want to invite the neighbors over. What? Two Edim? She didn't have two Edim. It would be impossible. You can't live life like that. You always need two Edim for everything. Oh, what's that? That's a Svara. But Rashi says it's a Din D'Oraisa. So this goes back to what we were discussing yesterday a little bit. Is a Svara D'Oraisa? So the rule I gave you is, and trust me on this, some Svaras yes, some Svaras no.
A svara from a pasuk, does that make it stronger towards being a d'oraisa?
A svara with a pasuk can come in two forms. It could be a svara that explains taima d'kra, which would not strengthen it necessarily, or a svara that somehow formulates the din, which would be a little bit different. But a svara, if it's a very very strong svara, like a kal v'chomer, becomes a din d'oraisa. But if it's a svara that you could poke holes into, then at most it would be din d'rabbana. This kind of svara, just like life would be unlivable kind of svara, strikes me as more of a d'rabbanan kind of svara than a d'oraisa kind of svara.
Potentially you could, meaning every time that there was a shechita, you could potentially have eidim.
Exactly.
Every time that someone cooked, you could.
It's lo na'im, I mean, life wouldn't be fun that way, but, you know, there are lots of things in Judaism that if we weren't used to them, we would probably think, come on, no, there's no way you could do that. I mean, even when you're driving on the turnpike, you can't even go into a rest stop and go to McDonald's. Like, what are you supposed to eat? There's no way. There's no way you could do it. No, of course there's a way. It's just, it's a matter of what we're used to and what we're not used to.
I mean, that's in regards to being them on someone else.
Them on yourself, I think, is like, I don't think that's Eirach and Bisur. I think that's got to be just, you know. Now, manus is a din
that's
when you don't know.
All the riyas that they bring are all about people being like by the woman who's a nida.
Yeah.
It's
being never an asshole,
no?
No, I mean, halfway, because it's also about her husband. So that she could trust herself.
The husband saw her?
What?
Meaning the husband saw her.
No, she's neman to say about herself that she's a nida, klape the husband.
Could
so the husband won't be in violation of an Isra Kares of being Ba'ol
Anida. Well, could you say that about like the same thing about Shrita? That if I did Shrita, that someone else is going to eat it, but that's enough. Like, that's the same thing as what you just said. You could say that by any Isra Kares.
Yeah, in Ochinami. I think that's what Eirach Nami Surin is. It's not about me. For me, as long as I know I'm good. Meaning if the woman knows she's not Anida, so she's not going to be in violation of any Isra without Eidos. If the guy shechted himself, he's allowed to eat the meat. The question is, can anybody else trust him? Can the husband trust the wife? Can anybody else trust the guy who did the shechita?
How about the chalos of the thing happening? You don't, meaning it's not like an edus that's going to make something chal. You'd be saying
right. Because meaning it's megala. What it is? It's megala. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? But the item is either kosher or not kosher. And if somebody knows, good. They know. They don't need any edus.
If I don't care about if I don't need the action to be chal through Edom, and I only care that I know that it's good. So you could say that there's
so if all you need is Yediyah, why would I think you ever need Edos anyway? You just need to know what the Metzius is. The only time I would ever think you need Edos is if there's something going against telling me otherwise, like a Chazakah, for instance. So maybe Eirach and Bisurin is not really a Chiddush at all. It's a cheskes kashrus of every Jew. Meaning it's not a din eidos. Who says there's eidos? Where does the Torah use the term eidos even when it comes to iser v'heter? There's no din that you need eidos that meat is kosher. Din is you need to eat kosher meat. There's no din that you need eidos that your wife is Torah. The din is not allowed to be ba'ol anida. It's just a metzius. It's not an eidos. Where does the Torah tell me I need Eidos? By Dinin Mominus I need Eidos. By Dinin Fashos I need Eidos. Maybe Eirach and Bisurin has nothing to do with Eidos. It's a misnomer. The term aid isn't really aid. It just verifies a fact. What's the fact verified based on? So Mordechai is saying it's based on Cheskes Kashrus. Rove Jews are kosher. So it's the Cheskes Kashrus of Rove Jews. Ah, Cheskes Kashrus, that's the Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Ruba d'lesa kaman, maybe a din d'oraisa. And there you have it. Is that what Rashi's saying? I mean, Rashi's going to, like this to say that. What he should have said is Eidach Rambi Surin, because Cheskas Kashrus, all Jews are Kashrus. Yeah?
I mean, right out of that is that Tosfos uses the example of woman. It's obviously not a Torah Eidach, if the woman is believed.
Ah, good. A Karov is believed, a woman is believed. We don't have any of the Dinim of Eidach. Right? Eidach Rambi Surin would seem to not be a Dinim Eidach, because we don't have a, there's no Jewish of Chakira. When your wife, you don't even have, not only that, they may not even have to say anything. Is there a din that when I go home, my wife says, there's pizza tonight, but I'm cooking it. So when my wife comes home tonight, and she says, is this pizza kosher? I'm sorry, is there a din that she has to ask if it's kosher? Probably when the husband's in the kitchen, the klal is, there should be such a din, because as a rabbi, I can tell you 90% of the shaylos start with, my husband was in the kitchen. So, okay, but if is there a din that she has to ask? We can just make the assumption. Eidus always requires Haggadah Eidus, doesn't it? And yet there's no din of Haggadah Eidus over here. We just assume, yeah, of course it's kosher. It's my wife, I know her. She's serving me kosher food, of course. So that again, backs up this point that this is not Eidus. We call it Eidach Rambi. It's not Eidus. Chazaka, that's what it probably is. Chazaka of Ruba Delasa Kaman. Yeah.
The Gemara says
Eidach and then
Bisur. It talks about the difference between one Eid and two Eidim. So it's comparing one Eid to two Eidim. And also Rashi in Chulin, he says that really an Eid Echad is believed for all things. But the Torah says that I need two Eidim. It's clearly contrasting one Eid to two Eidim. So you can't.
Right. The implication is that it is about Eidim.
It's just a different, you have to say a different type of Eidim that they're. Meaning, let's say a Kohen would come to a place where nobody knew him. So if two Eidim came and they say, we knew that this guy is a Kohen Kasher, so then that would be an Eidus. But it's not Eidus that's going to make something Chal. It's just saying that something's good. So two Eidim could also be used for such a thing, but also an Eid Echad.
Well, to be Mevarim Metzius, for sure two Eidim could be used to be Mevarim Metzius. The question is,
do you
even need that an Eid Echad, but not Pitaras Eidus, just Pitaras Cheskas Kashrus.
But then why all the Lashon of Eidus? Why do we compare and contrast all over the place?
Good Kasher. Right? But a Karav is Kasher. You don't need Haggadah Eidus. To me, the Haggadah is the biggest thing. Okay, say a Karav is Kasher, just like you say one Eidus Kasher, you say a Karav is Kasher. But how could you call it Eidus if the person's not saying anything? That's to me, the biggest one. No? Without someone saying words, that's Eidus? Let's see some of the other Rashi. See if Rashi gives us a little more of a clue.
Another Rashi in Tosfos is just that it says as long as the woman's able to know, somehow that it's that like know the laws of Shechita.
So
it's clearly the din of knowing and just Metzias as opposed to.
Okay, good. Let's hold off on Tosfos though. We'll try to get there soon. Rashi, number two. Rashi, number three. Source number three. Rashi Yivamis Pechasim Aleph. Vamar Barli the Shumanhu the Mehemin. Guy says, I know that this is not chalev, it's kosher fat, he's believed. Vavade Pshitalan the Samchinale calls Manshlo Nechshad. For sure we trust him so long as he's not, you know, someone who himself doesn't eat non kosher foods. Di lafachi and the chadam ochum shall chaver and chadam samechal benebeso. Because otherwise no one would ever be able to eat anybody else's house, no one could ever even trust their own wife. So what's Rashi giving you? Why is Eidach and Embi Surin? So the second half of Rashi, because it's unlivable. Life would be unlivable otherwise. What's Rashi telling you the first half of Rashi though? Of course you believe him. Kolzman Shalom Nechshad. What does that sound like?
Cheskas
Kashrus. When he's Nechshad, it's a race on the Cheskas Kashrus. Is that a din psul Eidos? That he's a pasul aid, or it's a reis on the row. If this were a din of Eidos, then you wouldn't say kozman shlo nechshad. You know what you would say? Kozman shein a pasul Eidos. As long as he doesn't violate we learned in Sanhedrin last year. What makes you pasul Eidos? As long as he doesn't gamble, let's say. As long as he doesn't violate a losa say for which you chayv malchus. Whatever it is, all the things are pasul Eidos. What does his gambling habit have anything to do with whether I could buy his food or not? or that I can eat his food or not. It has nothing to do with it. That wouldn't passle him from Eidach Lem Bisurin. The guy could be somebody who violates Lashon Hara, let's say, all the time. Or let's take something you get Malkus for. Violates, I don't know, give me something you get Malkus for. Lasachsum Sharbadisho. Isn't that right? That's the classic. So, and I could still eat at his house because he's not chashur on this. So what's Rashi telling you? It's a din in cheskes kashrus. Once he's chashur, he loses the cheskes kashrus.
It could be nechshon in anything.
You think he means nechshon in anything, in anything, in any din in the Torah?
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying in terms of edus as opposed to chazak or whatever you want to call it. But it's possible that it, meaning if he's an avarian or if he's a rasha, so then meaning in any aspect, in any respect, it might be kosher. But
so bal lashon hara.
I mean, again, there's nechshon because he, I don't know, he doesn't care so much about these kinds of things or whatever it is. But let's say someone's a rotzeach, so I don't care if he's a rotzeach, but he doesn't value the Torah values.
I mean, you want to say that even if he's not nechshad on non-kosher food, that's the question. Nechshad davar
chamer. What does it mean to be nechshad?
There's a sugya in Shas about it. Nechshad davar chamer, nechshad davar kal. Meaning, a sugya in Sanhedrin. When you're chashad on something more serious, do we assume that you're automatically chashad on something less serious also? Like, let's say the murderer. Like, he would murder, but he would never chas shal mean non-kosher food, right? So do you say, come on, if he's going to murder, of course he mean that. And even within that, so you have to figure out, the Gemara talks about the possibility that sometimes things are a davar chamur, but people don't view them in that way. Let's say, lo sasuru achrei einechem. People don't think of it as a real, Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, it's one of the 24 things, or however many things, that you can't do tshuva on. Why can't you do tshuva on it? Not that you can't, it's just nobody ever will, because no one thinks it's really so bad. Right? People don't appreciate that things are very awesome. So it would have to be in his mind, that this is something more serious. But that's a whole different topic. Like, are there things that are such red lines that you say, okay, look, if he's doing this, then I can't trust his kashrus either. But I'm pretty convinced that what Rashi's saying is that when can you not trust him about his kashrus? When there's a reason to be choshed his kashrus. If a guy himself eats nevelos and trefos in his own home, and he tells you, don't worry, all the yogurts I sell in my store are kosher, you can't trust that. Right, he himself eats. How could you trust? You can't eat at his house. So that's nechshad. So this Rashi fits Mordechai's idea of Rubid Vas Kaman very, very well, right? Let's see Rashi in Chulin. Eidach Nem Bisurin, we'll close with this. I know you guys gotta go to class. We got a late start. Eidach Nem Bisurin, to call Yachid Viyachid Heminaso Torah. The Torah believes every individual. V'zavachta mivkarcha mitzoncha, v'shachat es ben abakar, v'achli kohanim al yadav. V'lo zkiku lahamed edim davar, v'lo tzricha Torah edim, elu la'onesh mamon, o misas bezun, la rayos, the gamrin davar mimamon. Wow, now Rashi's taking a totally different approach, no? What's he saying over here? I found the pasuk! It took me till chulin! But I found the pasuk. What's the pasuk? Pasuk says that you have even doesn't a shechitas ksheira bizarre. You don't even need a kohen. Somebody does a shechita of a karban, kachim kalim. It's necha lekohanim. Kohanim are eating it. They didn't see the shechita, and they're allowed to eat it. It says you shecht it. You shech from your own bakar, your own tzon. So they're allowed to eat it. Obviously, it's because the Torah believes you. Eidach Nem Bisurin. Now, this doesn't go against the fact that it might be a Rubid Lasa Kaman. I mean, it could be the Torah telling me that you have a right to rely on this Rubid Lasa Kaman, that this Rubid Lasa Kaman is this Chazakah, this Cheskes Kashrus is binding me to Oraisa. But it gives you a Pasuk. The question is, does the Pasuk really tell you that Eidach Nem Bisurin? Yeah, he tells you I shecht it, but who says that someone's not watching me when I shecht it? Where do I know that? How does Rashi know that I'm shechting it alone, that no one's watching me when I'm doing the shechita? Rashi seems to be making that assumption. Okay, something to think about over the course of the evening. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, I want to get into Tosfos, and there's part something I didn't photocopy for you, but Lina, I'll make photocopies tomorrow. Rav Yosef Eglin, Asfonda Araisa Chal Chaf Aleph, discusses whether Nida is really Isra V'Heter, or is it Davar Shevi'erva? Or is it, what's the other possibility? Tumen Tara. Okay.